The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
The Democratic Party is self-destructing. It's been hijacked by the extremist left. It continues to make irresponsible, reckless decisions. They had a fair chance to win the recent election. Except for Fox News, 100% of the media promoted the Democrats. They hated President Bush so much they made their political mantra, "Anybody but George Bush." Such hysterical thinking made reasonable voters uneasy, so they left the left. If the foolish liberals had put forth candidates with credibility, someone like a Joe Lieberman or a Zell Miller, they may have won. Instead, they settled for president a pompous, empty suit with a dismal 20-year senatorial record, who refused to expose his own military or health records, and for a VP, a pretty-faced, political, inexperienced corporate attorney. The Democrats' fatal mistake was to underestimate the intelligence of the average voter. They embraced the extremist Michael Moore. And now Howard Dean is the official spokesperson. After 3.5 more years of Dean, the Democratic Party will be rendered totally irrelevant. There didn't appear to be much mourning by the left extremists after 9/11, when 3,000 innocent Americans died. By comparison, these same leftists are going crazy ballistic about a handful of bad judgment American soldiers badgering Gitmo detainees by putting ladies' underpants on their heads and other demeaning antics. Never mind that those same prisoners, when given the chance, cut out tongues, chopped off hands, and sliced off heads for the smallest infractions, the stuff they learned from their role model, Saddam Hussein. About those few prisoners really badly punished by our interrogators, that is the standard practice in wartime to force the enemy to talk in order to save many American lives. Wild accusations about the detainees' treatment, like Nazis and gulag by a liberal senator condoned by other liberals, may add another nail to the possible coffin of the Democrats' demise. Gitmo is the best thing that ever happened to these detainees. They never had it so good. Many are gaining weight. Where else are terrorists given their own prayer rugs, a copy of the Quran, Islamic-approved gourmet meals, hot showers, and 5 times daily call to prayers? Still, the liberal extremists continue to complain and obstruct, which will be their agenda for the remainder of Bush's term, and which may also become their swan song. Call me mean, but I believe we're overdoing the Gitmo hospitality. About Saddam Hussein, found in a rat hole like a scared rat, I would have given him a shower, clean washed clothes, food, and a cell, nothing more. So, what's with the beauty shop treatment and the designer clothes? From a scared rat, now he believes he's still the leader of Iraq. He deserves a quick military tribunal followed by a long, slow, painful death, the kind he inflicted on millions of his own people. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.